questions at this point before I talk about the actual theory.
Okay. Okay.
That's a lot of information.
So if anybody has a question, please press 1 on your keypad. Here's Gaylord. Gaylord, you have a question?
Yeah, I have a question or statement on the playing with emotion feeling. I have a lot of students, and I worked in master classes in that, and some students forget the basic rhythm and just play with all emotion, and you can't understand the piece because it doesn't have any continuity or something. So
mm-hmm.
I think there's something about you need to practice real strict rhythm to learn your pieces really well and then go from there and forget the metronome and play it with the emotion, put it in later.
Mm-hmm. Because I think you're right. And that's a perfect example of needing to be sort of at the edge of chaos, because if they're doing too much emotion without the foundation, it breaks down into incomprehensible mess, basically.
Right.
If they're doing so too little structure isn't good, but then too much structure at the performance isn't good either. You need that middle place, that just enough of that irregularity to make it emotional and interesting, but not so much irregularity that you lose, as you said, the continuity, the foundation of moving that experience through time. That's a perfect example of that.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to explain some of the things that happened when the mentors hear the mode submissions from the students, is that there's this fine line between the right hand having some kind of continuity and format versus none whatsoever. And, of course, the mentors realize that for many of the students at the very beginning, they've never done improvisation. They've only read music. So our first task here is to get them to let go and do anything. So usually the Dorian mode sounds pretty chaotic, and from there then we can start fine-tuning our ears so that you can start landing on a note where something sounds, that it has more structure. One of the things that I was thinking when you were talking, Barb, was that I hope people don't think that this is an excuse not to work on their rhythm and their tempo and keep it on track, because you, like Gaylord says, you have to have that basis before you can then go away from it and start playing music.
Right. Exactly. And again, the example is too much chaos, not good. Too little chaos, not good. Right in the middle.
Right.
And it has to be a dynamic dance. It's not, I'm about to say, health isn't a thing you achieve. It's the journey. I mean, it's the process that you continue on. And that's the same thing. Yes, they have to learn the rhythm, and they have to do them so they become part of their working body system. And then they can maintain the continuity you need that the rhythm gives us, but do this a little bit of rubato, a little bit of this and that, that gives it that natural quality without losing the track of how the music is supposed to progress.
Right. And that's why our first music submission usually is pretty interesting for a lot of people. And the most interesting part of it is the fact that they can let go at all and
mm-hmm.
just start doing it. And then step by step with the Aeolian, the Mixolydian, they start hearing the places and get the patterns and to start building upon this structure. But first you have to be willing to let go. Well, Barb, let's see, we don't seem to have any other comments here about this.
Well, and our time is fleeting, so why don't I move on quickly? I'll just try to explain my theory, and then we'll go into the actual, some hints and ideas about the practice of particular client groups. Okay, so through all that then, I developed what is for me a theory philosophy about music therapy based on complexity science, which basically says the interaction of two highly complex systems, music and human functioning, creates an even more complex dynamical system. The results of this interaction, based on emergent properties, which are new things that emerge out of the complex system, out of the edge of chaos becomes this process of health. As I said, health isn't something you arrive at. It's something you work towards and strive for all the time. And it requires a continuous input of highly complex information, optimal complexity into the system. And I'm talking about the human system here. The system is pushed to the edge of chaos by this increased complexity, by inputs from the environment, but is stabilized. This is where the regularity comes in, by the right relationship of the four aspects of human functioning that I delineated in the book very arbitrarily. But keeping, you can't just be a body. You also have to have a mind and emotions and spirit. You can't just be spirit. You got to have, you know, I mean, your body has to carry you to have spiritual experiences. So it's this balancing and making sure all four of those areas are getting very highly complex input. And what that is music is one of these very high complex systems. It provides this continuous input of new information. And as I showed in the book in the four chapters on the functioning, it is really about being able to input to all four of those aspects, the physical, the brain-mind, the physical body, the brain-mind, the emotional life, and through spirituality, through community involvement, through quality of life, which is a huge issue for the elderly, that kind of thing. So that provides input to those four, complete the whole area of functioning simultaneously. A lot of chaotic information to all four, all areas of our functioning. And it is that will push the system to a new thing, a healthier way of being, that health emerges out of this complex interaction of music and the four aspects of human functioning. So, you know, the four chapters in the middle there in my book, are about how music does touch all those areas. And why I called it soul making was because I took the idea from James Hillman that soul, in a psychological sense, means the sum total of who we are, the optimum of what we can be. And that in that sense, soul needs a guiding structure upon which to grow when it's large, complex, and beautifully structured. To me, that's a definition of music. Large, complex, and beautifully structured. Music brings complexity, complex information into the system, human system, creating not only the edge of chaos dynamics, but the right relationship of the functioning of the four areas. It is a constant kind of disturbance to the system. Keep it going, keep it moving, keep it changing, so that we get a new direction, a bifurcation we can call health. And that's in sum. If you're having trouble with the book, I would suggest you read the first and second chapter and then skip to the last chapter. And just get a sense of it. Then when you go back, one chapter is about sound and music, and you may not even need to read that one. Then the four chapters on body, mind, emotion, and spirit, could be useful information for you, but it may not be as directly germane to what you're doing as therapeutic heart practitioners, because it really is based on music therapy. So, but if you read the first two chapters and the last chapter, you'll get the gist of the book. Okay. I just, half an hour, summarized 9 years of work.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. Barb, it's amazing. It's an amazing book. It certainly is not an easy reading book, as many of the students have said. It shows just a tremendous amount of thought and certainly perseverance to put it all together.